It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I like it. What about you?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we got another good story for you. This one takes place in Oklahoma.
Oh.
How often do you go to Oklahoma?
Well, I think we went there for another Kiefer Madness, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
When the guy stole the car to go to his court date?
Oh, I was going to say, this isn't the same one, is it?
No.
That's right. That was Oklahoma?
Like, damn it.
I think you're right.
I think that was Oklahoma.
Something's in the water in Oklahoma.
Indeed.
This one also happens to be a bit of a creature feature. They've been one after the other,
these
creature features.
Nice.
But let's find out what's going on.
You know, for months, a Piedmont woman has been looking for her pet tortoise. He disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Piedmont woman is looking for her pet tortoise.
Good.
Yeah.
Good alliteration.
Not
for
bad.
Sure. Okay,
not
so
bad.
Pet tortoise. So we had a pet.
A giant cat.
What was the name of that?
A cow? Nope, that can't be it. What was that big animal?
It was
a big wild cat.
Look it up.
40-pound cat.
Yeah, it's another big giant.
This one less dangerous than that.
Creature, yeah, but still a tortoise is big.
Tortoise can get big.
I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, these ones aren't huge, but they get there, yeah.
You know, for months, a Piedmont woman has been looking for her pet tortoise. He disappeared without a trace, but the search for Ferb is now over.
Ferb.
Look over, young Ferb. Yeah, Ferb is out there. They're able to get him. They tracked him down, though.
Short for something?
They disappeared without a trace. It's like, how fast could he possibly be going? How did you lose a tortoise?
Ferb. Ferb the tortoise.
Yeah, you're going to find out where it's from. They're going to tell us. There's two different tortoises.
Tortai.
I believe.
Herb and Ferb?
Close.
Without a trace, but the search for Ferb is now over.
Finally over. The tortoise somehow made his way back home. News 4's Austin Brissett tells us more.
Some poor guy out of college is going to have to go cover this story for us.
Yeah, Ferb the tortoise got out. We need something.
We're on it.
Till the end of the broadcast here in Piedmont, Oklahoma.
Send our best guy. Get him out there. What the hell happened to Ferb?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good.
It was
like a homeward bound
situation. 4 days before Ferb was found in this field right here behind me. And during that time, searchers even bringing out drones.
Drones? They brought out drones for this guy?
Wow.
So it was an all-hands-on-deck situation for the tortoise.
And during that time, searchers even bringing out drones to try to help find her.
It has been a long road.
What is that?
I sure didn't miss.
What's that noise?
That is
spritzing water?
Nope, that is a brush that you would use for your dinner plates, and she is doing his shell, or her shell. Brushing off
cleaning.
The shell. There's Ferb. If you're watching on Twitch, nice job.
Oh, I see the other name. It's been spoiled.
Phineas. Phineas and Ferb. That's a cartoon Christian Gonzalez might have been a fan of. Next time he's on, we can ask him.
So they're not, you're right, those are not giant tortoise.
No. So she's doing this interview, and she is cleaning the shell of this tortoise with, like, a dish brush.
I didn't realize you had to do that.
I don't think you have to. It's probably why this guy ran away on her. That's how I view it.
Hey, lady.
I think she, yeah.
Stop brushing me.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
You can sleep in my bed, Ferb.
This is the owner, this lady?
I'm a tortoise. I don't want to sleep in your bed.
Yes, you can.
Look at this lady.
Yeah.
I can't listen to Janis Joplin anymore.
He's trying to make a break
for her. Look at this lady.
What is she doing with these turtles? What is she doing with these turtles?
To try to help find her.
It has been a long road, and I sure didn't miss it.
Splish splash, Ferb the African spur tortoise is back home taking a bath.
Spur, not sperm. Spur turtle. He's taking a bath. She's in there giving him a little rub-a-dub-dub.
I feel like he's
Phineas and this lady in a tub.
I feel like he kind of mailed in that line there. Splish-splash.
He was close.
Can I hear it again? Yeah, he was right around
he
it.
He was trying his best.
Yeah. Splish-splash. Ferb, the African spur tortoise, is back home taking a bath.
Okay. Yeah, you did too much in the middle.
Yeah, it was too wordy.
Yeah, you were too far away from the rhyme.
Yeah.
Didn't really stick the landing at all.
And you won't find anyone more excited about that than Ferb's owner, Sherry Zaddy.
Zaddy. Sherry Zaddy.
Sherry Zaddy.
Is super excited to have her turtle back. As she should be.
She's looking for a Zaddy.
She might be.
Well, she's... I don't think she's going to get one with these tortoise in the house.
Cleanest turtles in the world.
Brushing
tortoises.
I was going to go on a date, but I had to stay in and brush my tortoise shells.
I got them back after about 3 months.
I had a busy week.
The biggest relief. I don't even know. I can't explain to you any of that. It's just a big relief.
Ferb and Sherry's other tortoise, Phineas, have lived with their family for 4 years. Her husband drove to Tulsa and brought them home in December.
Wait a minute.
No. 4 years.
Husband?
She's a husband.
I didn't see that coming.
She's in Tulsa all the time. She's probably getting the hell out of Dodge.
What a twist.
Yeah.
Hey, lady. Ladies. He's cheating on you, lady.
You won't. You'll never leave me. You'll never, ever leave me, Phineas.
He's stepping out on you.
Ferb and Sherry's other tortoise, Phineas, have lived with their family for 4 years. Her husband drove to Tulsa and brought them home in December of 2020.
Came home with them in little mailboxes and a tank, everything I needed to get started.
But Sherry says she put them outside one morning just over a couple months ago.
Okay.
Normally she checks on them every couple of hours.
Hours?
Ever a couple hours, lady? How much do you like these things? Every couple hours, I'll pick my head up. Like, oh, they haven't moved much. About 5 feet. They can't really go far. The tortoises.
They've been. This is like a Shawshank plan that they've had going
on
for weeks and months and years.
Oh, they had the Rita Hayworth poster up. They're just chipping away at the fence.
Hey, Phineas. Today's the day for
Today's the day we're doing this, Phineas.
I got stuck on the phone that morning.
By the time she looked...
Stuck on the phone?
Yeah.
For what? 5 hours?
Where's my husband?
It's a landline, Keith. She couldn't walk around.
Why is he in Tulsa again?
I don't know, but she says she checks on these tortoises every 2 hours, and then now she's like, oh, I got stuck on the phone one day. For 6 hours?
You leave your tortoise outside?
Yep.
For hours?
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
Yep. And like a makeshift fence that clearly was not reinforced very well.
I got stuck on the phone that morning.
By the time she looked, Ferb played a shell game, shimmying under this area of their fence before turning tail and taking off.
Not bad. Shell game, turning tail.
That's better.
I see what he's doing. This guy's getting there.
He's going places.
Yep. He's going to get the big story soon.
He's not going to be in Piedmont for long.
No, he's not.
No.
From there, a search was on.
I searched everything. We drove around in circles.
People from Piedmont came to help, even bringing out drones.
Drones?
More drones.
Drones?
Wow.
9 weeks and 4 days later, her husband spotted what he thought was a clump of grass about 100 feet into this field behind their home.
He's got hawk-like vision, this guy? Like, what the hell?
Hey, I think there's a clump of grass over there.
That could be Phineas.
Yeah. She's like, who's...
It's like Ferb.
Who's
whatever.
Whose underwear are these? Oh, I think there's a clump of grass out the backyard there somewhere. Oh, yeah, clump of grass.
I gotta get back to Tulsa.
Until it moved.
Couldn't hardly get the phone dialed to call me to tell me.
Sherry came home. And just like that, reunited. And it feels so good.
Yes.
It was. Did she drop him?
What was that noise?
That was the tortoise knocking over like a shelf. It was like, get out of the
way. Got it. He's like, please, God, like, save me.
Get me away.
News guy, you can't leave. News guy,
help me.
Take me with you. Make something up. Take me with you.
Kill me now.
Just kill me. Kill me. Kill Ferb. I can't do it.
Phineas.
You have to do it.
Phineas, push the chair out.
You have to.
Turtle's just hanging.
There's somebody here. There's somebody new here.
News camera shows up. Turtle just hanging in the other room.
All right. Such a relief. Scratched. Coming down.
Austin Brissett, Oklahoma's News 4.
All right, we still have a little time to fill, though. Story's up.
Yeah.
Throw it back to the desk.
This is the end of the news broadcast, sure.
Are we done?
We're
not good.
Oh, man, he didn't.
Can you guys help out a little bit and add your...
Phil.
Yeah. Commentary on the story,
please.
Looks like Ferb has the run of the house there, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Looks like Ferb's got the run of the house.
Looks like Ferb has the run of the house there, too.
No kidding, really. Well, Sherry says that she's taking extra precautions, of course, around her yard now.
Absolutely. She wants to make sure Phineas and Ferb do not escape again. You said that comes from a...
Yeah, like a Disney show, okay. A kids show.
Well, so. we're glad they're back together.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taking extra precautions.
Unlike her and her husband.
So you will...
He's since left her.
Like, you got your turtle back, all right? Leave me alone.
It's Tulsa Trist.
Leave me alone. But yeah, they reunited. Two missing, or one missing tortoise. The other one didn't have the stomach for it. One's like, I'll create a distraction.
How do those two sit there? How do those two sit there on the news and not say she leaves them in the backyard for hours at a time unsupervised?
She got hung up on the phone. I gotta dig into that. Who are you talking to? What are you talking about?
Something's gotta give.
She got taken for a ride, probably. Somebody called in. They're like, hey, great opportunity to donate some money to the fund. You said the fund? Here's my credit card number.
She's lining up a third tortoise.
How much info do you need? Yeah. You said you have tortoises? Yeah, like, sure, lady.
I'm a little nervous. My last few tortoises have killed themselves. I kind of need a line on my next one. I don't know why they keep offering themselves.
Sure, what their problem is. These tortoises are miserable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sad story for the tortoises, but
yeah,
I guess a happy story for the crazy lady.
Yeah. No, she's real, real pleased.
Yep,
she's happy. Her husband's miserable. Turtles are miserable. By the way, I've been Googling like crazy. What the hell is the name of that cat? I can't think of it.
The cat?
Yeah, the long-eared cat, long-haired cat. I've been Googling like crazy. What was the name of that thing?
Oh, from the Madness?
Yes, the other creature feature. A caracal.
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 There it is.
There it was.
Yeah.
Right around it.
Yeah. You nailed it.